More than 1.5 million servicemen and women have been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, according to federal statistics. Many will go from the theater of war to the classroom. The transition is often hard, something Navy veteran Dan Martin understands.
The challenge is just sitting into a classroom. You just do not relate to everybody. A lot of us left a piece of us wherever we were deployed at. When we come home, that piece somehow is not there.
Dan Martin is a warrior by degrees. He's the first in his family to graduate from college. He's also a combat veteran with invisible wounds, among the 1 in 5 with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Dan suffered a traumatic brain injury in the first Gulf War. The damage is permanent. He has trouble concentrating, focusing.
Just as some of my brothers and sisters don't have a leg, now I know I don't have everything I have going on upstairs.
It's been a war of inches. But at age 43, he earned an engineering degree from IUPUI.
My proudest moment was the day I graduated.
With high unemployment, many returning veterans do choose college, taking advantage of the post-9/11 GI Bill. It pays up to $4,500 a year for tuition and fees, according to the Defense Department. There are 1,200 military-friendly campuses across the country, 27 of them in Indiana. They offer support services to ease the culture shock from soldier to student. A veteran herself, Winnie Wilson, is IUPUI's Director of Veteran Affairs.
They won't really just walk up to another student and say, hey, this is what I've been through, because we often feel like others can't relate to that.
To get that degree, the majority choose a for-profit or a community college, according to the Veterans Administration. Veteran enrollment has almost doubled in 2 years at Ivy Tech, says a Veteran Affairs Director, Trudy Jacob.
In January of 2012, we have 5,000 troops that will be deploying out of the state of Indiana. One of the first places they'll probably go back to would be the classroom.
They see life through a different lens than the average college student.
Maybe a week ago, they were in a war zone. And now they're sitting in a college classroom. They're sitting next to kids whose biggest challenge in life thus far is possibly getting through high school.
It's the misconceptions that concern Dr. Stacy Hitt, Executive Director of Operation Diploma, part of the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue University.
Probably one of the most common is that females have not seen combat. I think another myth is that student service members and veterans on a campus are high maintenance. And that they sometimes demand disproportionate resources, but that's not really the case. You know, they tend to be the leaders in the classroom. They tend to be really focused. They raise the bar.
But Dr. Rodney Deaton, a psychiatrist at Rodebush VA Medical Center, also believes military life trains them to meet challenges head on.
It's a way of life. It's a way of viewing things that says we're going to do this, you know, and we're not going to give up.
It's credibility. It's something, hey, look, I spilt the same blood in the same mud as you. Vets get vets. Disabled vets get disabled vets. Because we understand the challenges, you know, we have.
Which is why Dan Martin is still on a mission to go to law school and advocate for others.
Now I have something to focus on that I can give back, and I can serve my country one veteran at a time.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dion Willis.